This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. Vice President Dick Cheney is paying a surprise visit to Iraq today. Cheney's appearance comes just ahead of the fifth anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion on March 19, 2003. Security is tight, his staff is giving few details about his schedule, and is asking reporters not to reveal his location until he has moved on to the next spot. Cheney met with top American diplomatic and military leaders and with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Cheney is expected to highlight the reduction in violence since the U.S. increased the number of troops on the ground last year. Aides say he'll also issue a renewed call for political unity in Iraq. Protests in Tibet spilled from the capital of Lhasa to three neighboring provinces Sunday. Tibetan Buddhist monks have defied orders not to march as they've continued their demonstrations against the spread of Chinese rule. Tibet's governor says 16 people have died and dozens more have been hurt in riots and demonstrations that began on Friday. Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, said from India that his homeland is suffering a cultural genocide. The Associated Press reports the Chinese government blocked access to YouTube after videos of the violence appeared online. We'll have more on the situation in Tibet later in the show. Here in New York, cleanup efforts continue after a huge construction crane toppled off a building in Manhattan Saturday. Rescue crews worked through the night looking for three people believed to be inside a demolished townhouse. Officials investigating the cause of the accident are looking at whether a series of hoists and nylon straps used to tie the crane to the side of the building were strong enough. Mayor Michael Bloomberg called the accident one of the city's worst, but said people should not be too alarmed.
Do I think you should worry if there's a crane across the street? No. This has been going on since buildings started to get to be beyond one story tall. And this is such a rare thing, I don't think you should worry about it. And we're not going to shut down all construction.
Four people were killed and 24 others were injured in the accident. So-called spam king Robert Soloway faces up to 6 years in jail after pleading guilty to tax evasion and fraud in Seattle Friday. Soloway had been heading for a trial next month on dozens of counts that included identity theft and money laundering. Federal prosecutors dropped most of the charges in exchange for his admitting to fraud in connection with email and failing to file a tax return in 2005. Soloway is said to have made at least $300,000 that year by spamming inboxes around the world. The spam king has one serious charge left to deal with. Prosecutors accuse him of old-fashioned mail fraud over promises about his email marketing software. That charge carries a possible 20-year sentence. Soloway is 28. Golfer Tiger Woods won his fifth PGA tournament in a row Sunday. Woods captured the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando with a 25-foot putt for birdie on the final hole. From Orlando, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
This one definitely will go on the ever-expanding Tiger Woods highlight reel. Tied with Bart Bryant at 9-under par, Woods sank a 25-foot downhill putt on the 18th green for a birdie and the win. The thousands of fans ringing the green roared, as did Woods, who slammed his black hat to the ground. Woods' celebration actually started one shot back when he hit his approach shot into the wind onto the green.
The best shot I hit all week was the second shot in there, the 5-iron. I mean, that was by far the best golf swing I made all week. It felt so good, and to give myself a putt at it.
Woods' 5 PGA tournament win streak dates back to September of last year. Sunday's victory is his 64th on the PGA Tour, tying Woods with Ben Hogan for third place on the all-time win list.
NPR's Tom Goldman. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Oh, I heard about that Tiger putt for 20 minutes last night.
I bet you did.
Oh, it's like watching Babe Ruth. You'll tell your kids where you were when you saw Tiger win. That's my husband, imitation of my husband on the couch.
An amazing thing.
All right, Laura, thank you.
Thank you.